Waltz was recorded on the 1st of October 1987, medium Leslie Flint.
Hmm? I can't hear that.
Hello?
Mickey?
Mickey, speak up. I don't hear. Michael, Mickey. You seem to be the only one that heard it, then.
You know,
I
did as well, thank you.
You heard something,
yeah? You
heard. I'm getting deaf.
Come on, Mickey. Try again.
Mickey.
Come along now, speak up.
I can't hear a thing.
Really? Yes? Hi. Yes, Mickey.
Hello, Molly.
Hello,
Mickey. Cafe.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Mickey.
How are you?
What, fine. I'm glad you've come. Wonderful to hear you.
I have seen some of your friends, but I don't think I've seen all of them, have I?
No, there's
Paul. Although I'm having a little bit of difficulty, like, it's no one's fault, of course, like, but there's a lot of power with your mates.
Yeah.
But, Les is a bit whacked, I think. But I don't want to let you down, Mike. But you know what mediums are like, I was meant to do.
Yeah.
Being one yourself, like.
Yeah.
But Les gives me the pip.
What do you mean I give you the pip?
Well, you do. You're all right as far as it goes, like, but I wish you wouldn't matter so much. You give me the pip. Well, if you can't save the mouth, keep it. Oh, well, sit and I'll try to keep your trap shut.
Keep your what?
Oh, Molly, she's a case, isn't she? You really are, ain't you, girl?
I'm fine.
Molly!
You don't have to.
Do what?
My ears. What's wrong with your ear, all? All right, I've got trouble. You hear what you want to hear, Molly. You're one of them. If you die, you can't help laughing. You're a bit of a case, you are.
Nice to hear you.
There's a lot of power in the circle, though, and I have to draw more on that than him. I think there's a lot of physical power. Some of them fellas sitting in the circle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of physical power with some of them.
Yeah.
I think that there's more there than they realise. A lot of healing power and all.
Yeah.
See, doctor, by the way, where's your piano?
Oh, I didn't tell you. You know, sister, I've given it away.
Gosh, now the crows. Honesty, generosity, world-loving. Gave it away, you want to bring head kissing.
No, well, I gave it to someone and made good use of it, Mickey. I can't play the thing, nobody else seems to.
Oh, is that because you're moving?
Yes, I thought I had room for it where we go. Anyway, you get on with the job.
What's up with you, you silly sausage?
Nothing.
Anyway, let's forget the baby in the front with it.
I
This baby with a new frock, which the sure was on about there.
Did you press the button, lad?
Yeah, I pressed it. I pressed it when you said you could hear something and I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, that was
come on, Michael, get cracking.
Don't go away on us.
What should I say?
Don't go away on us.
I'm going away. But I'm going to Canada with you lot. I've got other things to do, you know. But I'll come and have a look at you occasionally if you'd like me to.
Yeah. Okay, of course we want you to.
Of course we do.
Oh, I will, yeah. Come on, oh, of course, darling.
Not right. Better, you know.
Do what?
It's not bad in Canada.
I'd like to talk to that lady who used to tell me.
Speak up, Mary.
Hello, Mickey.
You're not windy, are you?
No.
Funny, I don't know whether I should say certain things, but someone is telling me to tell you you're not to let the situation get you down. Have you had something that's caused you to be a little depressed?
Yes, I have, Mickey.
It seems to me as if you're very unsettled and you are anxious to get sorted out, and yet you're not exactly able to do very much, and they're telling me to tell you they're doing everything in their power to help you, but I think you've had a big disappointment. I believe it's to do with a person on your side.
Yes, Mickey.
Do you know what I'm on about?
Yes.
I mean, if I'm saying anything you don't want to hear, tell me. Because sometimes some people get a bit sensitive about things, but I feel I want to say to you, the present situation and what they're telling me is going to be resolved, whatever it is, and it's not going to hang on for too long, and the situation is changing, and you've just got to be patient, and the less you say, the better. In other words, they don't want you to get sort of caught up and argue the toss about the situation. They want you to stay adrift and let it develop and let things take their course. The less said, the better, someone says.
Thank you, Mickey.
Is there somebody getting on your wick?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how to put it, you see, but evidently there's somebody that really riles you or is causing you a certain amount of unhappy state of mind. And they say it's very difficult, you can't do much about it or say very much, but they say you'll be surprised how things will happen in the not distant future, and you'll come out on top in the long run, and you're going to be much happier. And I'll get you making some big move or change.
Yes, Mickey.
You're a psychic yourself, aren't you, girl?
A little bit,
yeah. Oh, I mean a little bit. You're a big girl, you are, aren't you? I mean, there's no flies on you either, exactly. But the point is, you're much more psychic and sensitive than you give yourself credit for. You get a lot of things within yourself. You probably call it intuition, whatever it is. But you get a lot of spiritual and psychic happenings around you. And, oh dear, I don't know how to put it without appearing rude. Oh dear. I think you're a nice lady, but I think you've got yourself in a muddle. Have you ever had any... Oh, have you got any links with Ireland?
No.
Well, it's funny, because there's a bloke here keeps pushing in. And he got a laugh. He's a bit of a casist bloke. And he's a real Irish bloke when he was on your side. Because over here, I don't mean the darn thing whether you're Irish, Chinese or Japanese. You're all one in spirit. But when on earth, he was a bit of a caution, this bloke, and he definitely was Irish. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I don't know, there's a strong Catholic, whatever you call it, Catholic influence, you see, a religious influence. Would you know about this?
No, Mickey.
Well, this person that comes to you comes with a priest. And there's a very strong religious spirit, or was when on earth anyway, he's got more sense now. But over here, he's a spiritual person that the priest bloke, and the other man, he was a bit of a rough diamond, but, and they're no relation, obviously, but they seem to be trying to help you.
Thank you, Mickey.
Have you sat in a circle then? Did you sit for a short time and then pack it in?
No, Mickey, no.
Well, I don't know why they're on about it, because they keep on about you and developing. Don't you want to develop?
Yes.
How's your foot?
Not so good.
You've had trouble?
Yes.
And nothing serious, though, because while you've been here, they've been giving you a bit of treatment of some description, as if they're trying to help you. I think they're helping you physically, mentally, psychically, and spiritually. You'll get the full works. You're not exactly new to all this, are you?
No.
There's somebody here who died very suddenly and seems to have been little no warning. Must have been something of a shock. It's a lady. Do you know much about your relations?
No.
Well, that's a blessing sometimes, ain't it?
Yeah.
There's a lady here pushing in, and she says she's M. A lovely lady she is, Emmy. Seems very interested in you. We've got a number of people around you trying to help you, girl. Do you want to ask something?
Do you want to ask him anything now?
No, thank you.
Can't hear you! What's she say? Maggie?
Have you heard of Maggie?
What's she say? No, no.
What's she want? What's she say?
No, she's all right, Maggie.
That's what you think. She's half left. She's all right, bless her heart. But I feel that her life isn't as easy as it could be or should be or might be. And they're certainly trying to clear the decks for her and opening up, as if they're trying to sort of reorganise or replan. But there's not much she can do about it at the moment. She's just got to sit back and wait. It'll work out, girl.
Thank you, Mickey.
Do you read much?
Yes, I can.
Are you a habit? Are you a habit reader?
You mean habit, Mickey?
Oh, well, good enough for me.
Will I come, yes.
You read those romances then?
No.
Oh, good. And I think I could say no better, no. He got a lot. He takes all kinds of making world at it. I think my mum used to read all that fake paper and things like that. She used to, and then she used to go and get drunk. She used to go in the pub, you see. Anyway, you don't hear my case history, do you? Sit no time. I better get cracking, otherwise people will be... Shut up, go away.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Mick is a character.
Oh, shut up, they don't need you.
Oh,
oh,
dear,
dear. If anyone wants to ask me anything, if I can do anything that is worthwhile, like, I'll do it. Don't all shout at once. I'm really having to draw more on you lot than I am in.
What do you think, Mickey, I'll ask the one. What do you think I should do about my development and sitting further, Mickey? What do you think about my growth and what have you? Any advice to give me?
I presume you're talking about your psychic development.
Of course.
Your physical growth. I couldn't resist it. No, you are funny. No, I think that you have to do as best you can, what you are doing as best you can. And I think that you have developed, obviously you know you have to a point, and one always hopes to develop further and open up more, and sort of spread one's wings too, but it seems to me they tell me there's not much more you can do than you are doing, and they seem quite happy with the way things are, and I think a little later on maybe you'll do more and go further afield to do it. But you get a lot of mentally And I think that you get it within your innermost self, and they tell me you receive a great deal from them on this side, and they're quite pleased and happy about your growth. Anything further at the moment, evidently, is not possible. You've just got to wait. You know, you can't force nothing, can you, mate? And you're rather tied up with the old lady, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a lovely old dear, but she restricts you, don't she?
Very much.
She doesn't mean to, poor old love, but you see, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a good boy. You see, you think of your mum first and do what you can as best you can, and you're loyal to. You know, it's difficult. But I think you've done better than perhaps you realise, and I think your spiritual and psychic growth is there, is developing slowly. But I think you'll have to get back to something later on. But until the old lady kicks a bucket and joins us over here, I mean, it's obvious that you're stymied, ain't you?
Yes.
I mean, that's no reflection on the poor old thing. And she does her best she can, but she's getting a bit too much lately, they tell me.
Yes.
She's becoming very sort of, argumentative, and she's sort of a bit too demanding.
Yes.
But that's what happens when they get old, doesn't it, some of them? I'm ever so glad I kicked the bucket when I did. I know you've got real old and grumpy and grouchy and irritating and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying your mother is exactly, but she's she can't help it, poor old love.
No,
I think she's been spoiled.
Yeah, I think I have spoiled her, I think.
I'm quite sure you have, Nathan. She's got this. You're laughing. There's all kinds about your world, ain't it?
Yeah.
Your mother, bless her heart, she's not exactly burning well. Are those two old ladies going to see you then?
Two what?
See me?
Never mind, forget it. Your mother's people, who are those two old girls that come in?
Oh, they'd probably be her sisters, no.
I don't know, but I can't help laughing. I really shouldn't say it, but I can't help it. Sometimes you've got these two other old girls there, and the way they go at it, goes down the crows. They're talking about all sorts of things, you know. And they're her sisters, are they?
Yes.
Good stuff, the crows. You can't help laughing. It takes all kinds, doesn't it? I'm ever so glad I'm dead. I really am. Cheer up!
Mickey, you are funny today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, bring some friends through to talk to us. There's a good boy.
Ah, dear. All right, Kathy.
Yes, to me, yes, Vicky.
How are you, love?
I am well, thank you.
You're all right, bless your heart. Yeah, I think you're a highly intelligent lady. Oh. You must have had a very posh education.
I did.
You were very fortunate, weren't you, in that respect?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, very fortunate.
Very.
Yes, I agree.
I think you're a lovely lady, and you're a good companion for old Marie. I mean, you're opposites, really. I shouldn't say it, but you are. In some respects, you're very much opposites, and yet you're very close, aren't you?
Yes. We've seen each other through quite a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Oh, this won't do with it. Won't get the baby a new frock, hold on.
I beg your pardon.
I said you will not get the baby a new frock. That's what my mother used to say when she'd been talking to the woman over the yard next to us, you know, and the time was getting on for the pumps to open. She'd say, this will get the baby a new frock, I must go, dear. She said, before she knew the bloody pump was opening up.
Oh, you don't think I'm waiting for the post to open?
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh,
I'm talking about my mother.
Oh,
I don't see much of her over here. And of course, she and my old man, they do need it off, you see. And they don't stay together over here. I see them occasionally. You don't have to stay with someone if you're not really attached to them. That's a blessing, ain't it? I mean, you get some of these people, they're married to some awful bloke, you know, or vice versa, as you call it. Well, they don't have to stick to them over here. I'm ever so glad I never had to get married, though. I'll keep the bucket, you think. I was lucky. People have got funny ideas about us over here, you know. They think we're all running around playing bleeding harps, singing in harps. I mean, who the hell would want to go through eternity playing the bleeding harps and singing in harps? I'd rather be dead in my bucket.
Oh, I can't see you playing the bleeding
heart. Now our life and our world are real. It's natural. And we're much the same as we was in a way as when we was on your side. Of course we progress in a way, as obviously we do. And we assimilate, as you call it, new experience and knowledge. But we don't suddenly become angels with halos. Who the hell would want an halo? What good would that do?
No good.
I don't know, people got funny ideas about people who are dead. Then you get the other lot who cling together who think they're going to be reborn. They're waiting for the trumpet to sound, and they're all coming back, and all the bones are going to get resurrected, and all the matter and all the rest of it. And you know, really kind of laughing. Some of these people, really, they believe like it's like Anderson's fairy stories, what they believe. Oh, this will get a baby in a frock and go on with the work.
Mickey, try and get somebody for somebody else.
Mickey's
talking.
Being very much fun.
Yeah, I know, but it's just... I don't tell him what to do, but I wish he'd bring people through for other people.
Oh, shut up. And don't cross your legs over there, I can see you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, she's... And they're all developing in a way, I suppose, are they? Patience being the, you know, career.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
That fella. What did
you say? Can't hear you now, Mickey. I can't hear you. This is a big, you know,
the Chagona, that she told
her. Oh, who's that? Why you? Why you in a corner?
Come along, Fran.
Yes, who is
Kuchu,
it?
Kuchu. Takahuna. Hey, Takahuna.
That's a Kahuna?
Me, Takahuna.
Takahuna.
Yahuna. Hey, hey, Takahuna. Hey, no, no. Speak. Much. Hey, Takahuna.
Hey,
no, speak, well. I come speak, brother. I Takahuna. I am here. I am here. I Takahuna.
You're very well.
Here.
We can hear you. Who do you want?
He doesn't speak proper English, nothing, this brother, this fella. But, hold on. Yes, he's some connection with that fellow against the wall next to that big lady.
Oh, you
with me?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know much about your guides?
Not a lot, no.
Well, there's a man here who doesn't, unfortunately, he doesn't seem to be able to converse in English anyway, but he's talking about being a helper, and he comes, he was a Zulu or whatever, he's a coloured gentleman anyway, when on Earth, and he doesn't speak proper English, and his name is Takahuna, and he's trying to help you, and I believe you've had him described to you before.
I think I have, yes, that's right.
And I think if you were to sit with a medium who could sketch or draw, who's psychic in that way, yeah, he'd probably pose for a picture. Have you ever had a psychic picture done?
Yes, I have.
Because he says that he's been present when, and you have got two or something, drawings or sketches or something, and he says that he would like his picture, and evidently, whether you know this or whether you don't, you are very sensitive and you are very psychic and you are a healer. You get a lot of energy and power, and they're very anxious for you to open up and not to get down or depressed about things to do with your spiritual work, because it's quite evident that they've got work for you to do, and certainly some healing.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes, thank you.
Who's Bobby?
Somebody I work with.
On Earth, yes. They're telling me that don't be surprised if something happens and it's something to do with Bob or Robert, and it seems as if there's some split or some replanning or reorganization which affects Bob. Do you work in a place together then?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you have a lot of stairs?
At work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're telling me that one should be very careful of all those steps or stairs. And evidently this situation, which hasn't yet come, you know, it's as if they're expecting something to transpire, and it affects someone called Bob or Robert to do with you, where you work, and all the steps or stairs are involved. And it seems that it's very imminent, as you call it, not far off.
Yeah.
And Lou, too. Someone on this side wants you to know they're present. So the name is Lou. Do you know much about your people that are dead, so-called?
Quite a lot of them, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting, because there's a man here, says his name is Lewis, and he was often referred to as Lou. And he was a Jewish gentleman.
No, I can't.
That's all right, Colt. If you don't know, you don't know. But this man seems to push his way in. And he says, my name is Lewis. And they used to sometimes refer to me as Lou. And he's obviously a Jewish connection. Not necessarily related then. But had something to do with some business. And some large business which was a Jewish connection and business. You know how to do with Jewish connections?
No, not at all.
Never mind, we won't worry about it. This bloke had a lot to do with the rag trade.
Hmm.
You know what the rag trade is? Well, perhaps she's pushed in on someone. Did you want to ask something then?
I'd like to ask if my mother's over there, please.
Well, wait a minute. So far, there seems to be no connection in that direction at all. But perhaps I'll find out. He wants to know about his mum. If I told him about that, but he can't have nothing about that Jewish mum.
He's wonderful.
Someone's saying Edie, isn't it?
Yeah, Edie.
It sounds like that, doesn't it?
Hello? Edie?
I wonder who she wants.
This is Mother.
Come on, Grant.
Arthur speaking.
Arthur.
Hello, boy.
Hello, boy.
Arthur, you know Arthur in spirit.
Hello, boy.
Hello, boy.
Hello, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Come along, friend. Who do you want? Come along, friend. What's your other name? Who do you want?
Speak up, friend.
Bob? Can't call him Bob. Come on, Mickey, who's that? It's funny that I don't like butting in on a sitting, but I used to know a Jewish gentleman whose name was Lou, or Lewis, who used to have a lot to do with the rag trade, as Mickey called it. But I didn't not butt in. But then again, I haven't heard from about him for years and years. Mickey, they say you can't call up anybody, and there's me calling. Always telling people you can't call up the so-called dead, and then every now and again I find myself calling Mickey.
Endeavoring to speak, but I'm not sure as to whether you can hear me.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
It's very difficult, you know, always to be sure as to whether one is registering. One has to stand in front of this mechanism and endeavor to convey our thoughts into sound. It's very complex. I think it must be very confusing for some. Of course, I have been before on various occasions, but even then, there are times when it's very difficult to judge whether one is manifesting properly. I can't tell, really, as to whether my voice is coming through with any great clarity. It's very difficult for us to adjust. You know, all communication is a mental process. I have to stand, as it were, in front of this mechanism and concentrate my thoughts, and that in return vibrates your atmosphere. And you hear, I hope, what I'm trying to convey in sound.
All you hear
sound waves. Actually, you do more or less the same thing, but you do it normally, naturally, under normal conditions. Your brain sends the message. Your vocal organs react, you vibrate your atmosphere, and people, to some extent, know what you are trying to convey. But it's much more complex when one has to do it in this fashion. I suppose because I've been coming on and off for a long period, I've become more or less adjusted. But it's much, much more difficult, of course, sometimes particularly, for others who have never been able to take advantage of such an opportunity. And then again, of course, you get excitement, And sometimes you will get a certain amount of, well, tension, and of course sometimes emotion. And it's a complex thing in itself, trying to communicate under such conditions. Some are very successful, others find great difficulty. But you know, I'm very interested in your little group, because I can tell there's a tremendous amount of, I suppose, what you would refer to as energy or psychic power. And I know too, although the medium obviously has to play the important role, much more is being given in a psychic sense from you all as a group. In fact, I would go as far as to say, you are more or less making it possible. It suggests to me that if it were possible to sit together in harmony over a period of time, there's no reason why you shouldn't achieve success in a physical sense of a phenomena. You know, when I was on your side, I had no knowledge of psychics and spiritualism. I'd heard about it, and of course I had discussed it on a few occasions with friends, but my profession, of course, really made it impossible for me to go into it seriously. I was interested to a point, but rather skeptical of the whole subject, you see. My whole life was spent in the theatre, and I had very little time for anything else, studying, rehearsing, performing, travelling. But that's a long time ago. Many years have passed since then. And I try as best I can to help, to be of some assistance from this side of life. I was very attracted here today for various reasons. Of course, I do enjoy coming and watching and hearing, knowing full well. Oftimes people are so helped and comforted. And I do know that this power which is generated among you suggests to me that if you were to get together in little groups, perhaps with others, and patients being concerned, as it must be, with this whole subject, patients would find its reward. The power is there. Some of you, presumably, I'm told, I do have and have had some result personally in your efforts to do the work of the spirit. Most of you are sensitive and psychic to some degree, some perhaps more than others. But there's a lot of energy, a lot of psychic force, power, a great deal of love and harmony among you, although some of you, no doubt, are strangers one to the other. But if it is possible for some of you to come together and to sit and to develop the power of the spirit, I'm quite sure you would find it so rewarding. I know there are times when perhaps people get a little disheartened and they feel that perhaps very little progress has been made. But I do urge you, if you can, to come together and start these little groups. There's a lot of energy, a lot of psychic force and power. Indeed, it's true. I do know that a great deal is being drawn from each one of you here, possibly much more than normal. Usually the medium supplies all that is needed. But I'm afraid, you know, his powers are waning. I wouldn't like to say how long he will be able to continue. If he's sensible, and does not try to do too much in the coming years that are left to him, the work will continue. But there is such a thing as overtaxing oneself, psychically, and in every sense, in every way. But you know, it's interesting to me. I do know that they are using your power in a way more than they are his, which certainly suggests that you have a great deal of physical power and could develop physical mediumship. some of you particularly are very strong and very powerful in that direction. Perhaps you'll give it serious consideration. And I'd like to talk, if I may, to our Canadian friends.
Yes.
You may think this perhaps a little surprising mm-hmm. that I pick you out, but the point is that you are going to return, and there will be perhaps, if I may so say, some problems. It's in connection with your work, spiritual work, and the people around you. There's going to be, I'm told to tell you this, some irritation and some feeling that you're being swamped in some way. Don't let it get you down. Just be patient. The obstacles will be removed and the path will be made much more clear. You have, unfortunately, it's very sad when one has to say this, but you have not exactly made enemies, I don't mean that, but you have aroused, certainly, or something has been affecting another person or persons, probably two, who, quite honestly, it seems to me, you don't really see eye to eye. And it seems to me that whatever this influence is, it's not for the good on the part of this other person or persons. And you must be patient. You'll see the way cleared, and the church will prosper, and the work will prosper, and your sittings will certainly increase in value, and you will have much more satisfaction from the things that you're endeavoring to do. You must not allow yourself to get too miserable or downhearted. It's not the easiest thing. I know. I had so much to contend with myself when I was on your side. Of course, with me, it was to do the theatre, but not in your instance, of course, anything to do in that direction, but to do with psychics and spiritual things. Oh, it's as if you have an influence around you of a material nature. People who are not, well, they're certainly not, they're not doing what they could be doing or should be doing. It's as if they're building obstacles which have to be removed. But that will all sort itself out in time. There's no doubt about that. But you know, when I was on your side, I had little time for psychics. I did know one person who was deeply involved, and she used to talk to me about it. But of course I didn't have, and until I'm more or less retired, you see, I really couldn't. Then it was a little bit too late, I had problems. But spiritualism, properly understood, properly demonstrated, and properly applied, could be the salvation of your world. You know, there's so much hatred, so much malice, so much intolerance in your world. And you know, if you could see, as we see, the depression and the condition around your world, sometimes it's almost as if we have to pierce a thick fog. And it's when people like yourselves, who show a genuine, sincere interest in the things of the Spirit, and when you gather together, as you do, in small groups, or perhaps in some church service, it's like a light in the darkness. You know, I remember many years ago, there used to be a hymn when I was a child. You in your small corner, and I in mine, like a little candle burning in the night. And that's how it is to us, with you, dear people. You are like little candles burning brightly to us at times, particularly in the darkness of your materialistic world. Keep those little candles alight. Know that we love you, and the illumination that you give enables others to see a little more clearly, and they will come out of the darkness, and they will see the luminosity of the Spirit. We do send you all our love and blessing. I know there are times when perhaps one feels discouraged and disheartened and disappointed, and one perhaps desires so much, and we can do as best we may to help you. And we certainly do. Sometimes it's a great effort we have to make. But we do love you, and we do want you to know of that love. Go forward in strength. Go forward and know that that which we do together is greater than ourselves. We are but the willing workers of the Spirit, and together we can do so much to illuminate the earth and its people, and to comfort those who mourn, and to heal the sick and the suffering. May God bless you. It's been a great joy to me to be able to come for a brief moment of your earthly time. Go forward, friends. Know all is well. We cannot fail, for that which we do is truly greater than ourselves. Bless you. Goodbye.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I think that was Ellen Terry.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
She comes from time to time. Mickey? Mickey?
What do you want?
Oh, you're there. Whatever you want. Whatever it is you can do. Whatever you can achieve now. What do you want? Wait to speak.
We want to hear you, Mickey.
Stop sniffing.
Hmm? Mickey, what did you say?
He said stop sniffing.
Well, you must have good ears. I can't hear what he was saying.
Yawning.
I'm sorry, really. I can't help it. I don't know. Really?
Maidens. No, that is all right. I could have done worse.
Hmm?
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
No, I didn't. What did you say?
I said I could have done worse. The medium, you know. I could have picked a bad one, couldn't I? But you're all right as far as he is, you know. You got out laughing. Takes all kinds, doesn't it? Mediums are funny people, you know.
Say that again. Really, Mickey?
Well, you should know you're a bit of a medium, ain't you?
Once in a while.
I mean, once in a while.
Yeah.
You're all right, cop.
So are you, cock.
I think you're quite remarkable in a way. The way you cope and all the rest on it and get round the world, like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all that luggage you had to lug around.
How do you know about that, Mickey?
Oh, I saw you.
Did you?
Helping the two old ladies.
Oh, two old ladies.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
Well, they can't carry all that heavy stuff, can they?
No, they can't.
I mean, they're lovely ladies, though. You pick two good ones. What did they pick you?
You're quite right.
He can't help laughing. Old Marty makes me laugh. She's a proper case, she is.
You're right, she is. She's a case.
Those Jewish people come to her, and there's some here that are relations, and some of them who passed over very tragically. And then, oh, well, I think I told about that before. Oh, well, time's getting down a bit. Mm. Is he here? Is he this? Is he that?
It is me.
He can't have laughing. He can't have laughing. There's a man here, says his name is Izzy. And I said to him, is he this or is he that? I think it's having to do with old Maury.
Yeah?
Do you know who Izzy is? Sounds a bit funny, Izzy is.
Well, there are several possibilities.
What's she say? What's she on about?
She says there are several possibilities.
No, everything's a possibility. You're a bit of a possibility yourself. This man says he knows you, and his name was Izzy. But that wasn't his proper full name. But he was often referred to as Iz or Izzy.
Yes.
And he knows you, and your mum and dad's here too.
Yes.
And there's also someone else here with a funny name. I never pronounce some of these foreign names. I wish they'd have common names instead of these foreign ones.
Oh, dear.
Some Vima. What a funny name, Vima. Vima. You know, your mum and dad are often around you, and there is a sister too.
Yes, I know.
They're all there, love you, they do. They try to help you in their own way, they do. And you had a rough time one way and another, you came through it. And really, you're quite a remarkable woman, really, aren't you?
I don't know, but I haven't.
Well, you can say yes, I'll give you permission. You got out laughing. Oh dear, the power's getting down a bit. But I don't know, I reckon you lot are very psychic, because there's a lot of power you lot give. I reckon you've got physical phenomena. If you were to sit together, you could get sick of physical phenomena, you know. Yeah. Phenomena.
Phenomena.
Do what?
Nice word.
We try.
Dear.
Well, there's a lot of vitality and power. And there are other two blokes that, I don't know whether they come together or what, but there's a lot of power there and a lot of light flashing between them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, Stavra Crouch. Oh. Someone here called Sid, too. Sydney. I'm not sure I name. Oh, God. I know, shut up, go away. If you don't know them, there's no point. Well, you get people who do waste your time, you know. You get people who come out of curiosity and they're nothing to do with no one. And then if you don't watch them, you know, they use up the energy, power and all the rest on it, and then they clear off. You know, they don't help no one. Now, you have to have order, you know. It's very difficult, though, to organise sometimes. Because I'm not the only one, there's others who are specialising in that. But you get some weirdos too, you know. We've got them over here, like you lot have got them.
I thought they were all...
They are not all progressive people, you know. You sometimes get some who are mischievous and all, you have to keep your eye open for them. They're not evil or nothing, but they play pranks, you know. Like some of these people with the Ouija board business, you know. They get impressed, you see, and they get mucked around with, you know. You ought to watch and have to sort of be, you know, on your guard against someone. Mind you, when you sit in a circle and you've got your regular guides, they look after you, but you can get sometimes a mischievous so-and-so. Anyway, it's fun doing it. Shut up. Go away, I told you. I've got enough trouble now. Clear off.
Cheers. Not trouble now.
Now go away. I don't want to know.
Marjorie?
No, she wants. Marjorie, what? Do
you want that
lady you want? Oh, yes, all right. Hold on. Yes, all right. Kathy?
Yes?
There's a lady here insists that I tell you she sends her remembrances. And she says her name is Marjorie.
I know very well who that is.
And she says that it's been a long time, but she doesn't forget you. And she sends her love and remembrances. And she says she often thinks of the old days. and she says she often comes to see you, and she just wants you to know of her presence.
I wish I could always feel her. I have no trouble placing her, but I'm very glad to have a message from her.
I must say, it's fascinating to me, you lot. I mean, some of you perhaps don't think you're very psychic or don't do very much or what have you, and yet the power that we've worked on today really is as much yours, if not more than yours, as old Ledger's, because he's our bait. I mean, he can't help laughing, but there's a lot of physical power, you lot. And if you're not sitting for physical mediumship or psychic power, you should try and get together and do something about it, those of you that can. Because the power's there.
We're doing something.
Yeah, I know you lot are from Canada, you lot.
Yes.
But I'm thinking about the other boys and that.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There's a lot there. And I think they should do something about it. And there's a lovely Frenchman here. Well, it was French when he was on your side, but he's a character. And he's laughing. I wish you could talk before the power goes. Hold on. What did you get that? Now get that other bloke. That French bloke. Come on. Hurry up, I suppose. Come on.
You see, I'm lucky. I do not know if it is the Seymour. Menage, to say for you something, you know, Maurice.
Maurice?
I don't know if it is, I can manage it, you know, but I just want you to know I am here, I have my interest, you know, in all this, you know. When I was on your side, I sometimes have what you call sitting séance with a person, a clairvoyant, you know. But I was always interested, but I was not terribly involved, you know. Mr. Gale and I and others here, you know, we are best here, you know, to be able to come and just for a moment to speak, you know. I don't know, I cannot stay. I just want you to know that, I'm very interested in everything, you know.
That's very nice of you to come.
You know, I don't know, very good idea, huh? But I wish for you or everything that is good. I have to go. I say au revoir. God bless you. Au revoir. That's all.
He was an actor, that bloke. His name is Morris or something. And he's here with several other people. Like that Ellen Terry lady. She brings a lot of people to do with the fear. But he was a sort of actor bloke or something. I don't know, French actor, wasn't he? Anyway, the power's going. I wish I could hold on, but I don't think I can, because the power is going now. But I've done my best, you know, because all this ain't really up to scratch, really. But you lot seem to have a lot of power. I think you should do something about it. Anyway, I have to go. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye. And God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.